This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq today, initial results of last week's provincial elections. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's Dawa party emerged the strongest, winning pluralities in 9 of the 14 provinces where voting took place. The elections also brought Sunni parties to power in provinces where Sunnis boycotted the last vote. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from Baghdad.
The Independent High Election Commission of Iraq released the preliminary results at a somewhat tempestuous news conference today. The top of the list in Baghdad is Nouri al-Maliki's Dawa party. A bewildering array of parties followed, as they did in every province, at least a dozen parties splitting the vote. The next few weeks will likely be filled with backroom deal-making as parties try to put together ruling coalitions. Even though he didn't dominate completely, the big winner by all accounts was Maliki and his Dawa party. It's not so long ago that Maliki was seen by many here as weak and ineffectual. No longer. He is now given much of the credit for bringing a modicum of peace to Iraq. Violence here is at its lowest level since the U.S. invasion of 2003. Haider al-Abadi is a Dawa party MP. He says security is important, but that there were other key issues in the campaign as well.
I think this is quite a clear vote against sectarianism and against a weaker Iraq. This is local election, and people have voted for local elections, but they don't want a weaker Iraq.
A weaker central government was the goal of the other big Shiite party, and Maliki's main rival in the largely Shiite south, the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq. Its campaign, unlike Maliki's, made explicit use of religious imagery and themes. The Supreme Council has advocated creation of an autonomous mega-province in southern Iraq, much like what the Kurds have in the north of the country. That goal is not shared by Maliki. One of the Supreme Council's leaders, Amar al-Hakim, acknowledges that the party was expecting to do better than it did, but says it hasn't given up the idea of an autonomous region.
We will study the local, regional, and international circumstances, but the idea of regional autonomy remains a constitutional right, and the people should decide.
Kurdish lawmaker Mahmoud Othman attributes Maliki's success to being able to portray himself as someone concerned about security and services rather than sect or region.
His slogans were attractive, although he's an Islamic party, but he didn't put Islamic slogans. He said, this is a coalition for rule of law. People were more attracted towards Maliki, because of this, I think. And because, don't forget, he's the prime minister.
This election marked the first time that large numbers of Iraqi Sunnis went to the polls. They largely boycotted the last elections in 2005. But now Sunni parties are in a position to gain effective control over 4 provincial councils. That includes Nineveh province in the north, where the Kurdish minority had controlled the local government because of the Sunni boycott. Now, Al-Hadba, a Sunni coalition, gained nearly 50% of the votes, the most dominant win in any of the provinces. While final results won't be known for weeks, politicians are already turning their attention to national elections about a year from now. While Maliki and his Dawa party did well this time, they only did so in Shiite areas, and often only by a few percentage points. Dawa MP Haider al-Abadi says the party now wants to broaden its base of support.
I think we have put our foot on the right path now, and we have a national election next time, and I very much doubt in the national election we will go in coalition on sectarian lines.
The breakup of sectarian alliances would be a major shift in Iraqi politics. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Baghdad.